Hi again, friends. Thank you for joining me again for another great episode of the Building Strong Homes podcast. What a joy it is for me to be a small part of your day. Can I ask you a favor? Would you pray for me in this podcast and all of the things I have lined up for 2023? I'd love to invite you to be a large part of the Building Strong Home ministry by becoming a prayer partner. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes, and some days I struggle to keep all of the balls in the air. But I know this is what God has called me to do, and I want to do it well and put out quality episodes and events that will shine a light for Jesus. If you'd be willing to do that, could you let me know either through my contact page at carolroper.org/contact or private message me? Your prayers would mean the world to me, and I'd love to send you specific ways you can pray. Thank you so much in advance. Now, before I go any further, I need to remind you that we're having another Building Strong Homes live hometown event on May the 13th at the Roper Farm in Fountain Inn. This year's theme is We Belong Together, and we're changing up the format a bit from last year. It will only be an evening event from 5:30 to 9, and I'm working on some fun and exciting ideas to make this event even more special than last year's. And we're going to be going to the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove in Asheville, North Carolina from Friday, November 17th through Sunday, November 19th. Our theme is Operation Restoration, and I'll be teaching and speaking along with Julie Bagwell and Wanda Perry. Elise Yance will be bringing the music at both events. If you've never been to the Cove, from the moment you drive through the gates, you understand that this place is special. If you long to have time away to grow in your relationship with God, as well as build deep community with other Christian women, this retreat is for you. We'll be staying at the elegantly rustic hotel at the Cove, set in the beautiful and relaxing surroundings of the Blue Ridge Mountains. All meals will be provided by the Cove's professionally trained chefs, and y'all, their food is fantastic. You won't have to worry about anything once you've arrived on the premises. This is an intimate retreat limited to only 30 women. Our goal for this retreat is to make you feel loved and special as you walk through a time of personal restoration. Please pray about being a part of this time away to restore and refresh your soul. So make sure you put down on your calendars Saturday, May 13th for the live hometown event and the weekend of November 17th through the 19th for the Operation Restoration Retreat at the Cove in Asheville, North Carolina. Tickets for both will go on sale February 21st, and there are limited spaces available for each event. Now, let me remind you about our sponsor, Confidence Coffee Supply, which is great coffee that supports several great causes. Alex and Candace Cook started this company to help poor indigenous communities and plant churches in Latin America. They're also missionaries themselves who are living and ministering in Mexico, and this business supports their family. If you're interested in trying their organic coffee, you need to know that it's roasted to order and the freshest coffee you can buy, delivered to your door as often as you like. Go to confidencecoffeesupply.com and use promo code COFFEE to receive 50% off your first bag when you subscribe. Also, if your church provides coffee to its members each week, this would be a great way to support their ministry. And if you'd like to support Alex and Candace, you can go to confidencecoffeesupply.com and click on Partner with Us to donate. For years, Jen Mayer struggled with body image issues. She believed the lies that had been spoken to her by others and our culture. You're too much, or you're not enough. This kicked in an eating disorder and addiction to working out. For years, she felt like she could never measure up to what the world defined as beautiful. One day, while running on a treadmill, she felt hopeless and thought, "There has to be more to life than this." She knew she wasn't alone because others around her either felt hopeless or wanted control of their health and wellness. Shortly after this moment, God led her to become a certified group fitness instructor, but use it as a tool for the gospel. Her passion is to let others know they have been set free from the lies and bondage of our fitness culture. In 2016, Jen founded Whole Fitness, a program dedicated to building a healthy and whole community, mind, body, and soul. And Julie Bagwell began her own health journey when she realized she had been living her life in overdrive to care for her family and others without spending much time taking care of herself. Learning the value of rest, tending to her soul, and changing her mindset that working out is a form of worship helped her heal and become stronger in mind, body, and soul. She became certified to lead faith-based fitness classes where she met Jen Mayer. Julie will soon be launching a Whole Fitness branch in the Fountain Inn area where she hopes to encourage others with this new mindset. And y'all, we all know that in order to be our best mama and wife and build strong homes and families, we have to be our best self, both mind, body, and soul. So I know you're going to get a lot out of this episode. Hey, friends. Welcome to the Building Strong Homes One Story at a Time podcast. I'm your host, Carol Roper. Home is one of the most influential places in our lives, and building godly homes is a way for us to make a real difference in our upside-down culture, now and for generations to come. Mother Teresa's quote says it best, "If you want to change the world, go home and love your family." Join me each week as I interview guests and tell stories of those who've navigated challenges and found success in their own homes. Allow these stories to inspire and equip you with the tools you need to keep building strong. Let's get started. Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for joining us again today. I have a very special episode, and it includes one of my very best friends, Julie Bagwell. We had Frida on the podcast last time, and so I get my two best friends two times in a row, so this is exciting. And then she brought somebody special with her, Jen Mayer of Whole Fitness. So I'm excited to have them share their stories today. Can you introduce yourselves, please?
I can go first. My name's Julie Bagwell. I've known Carol for quite some time. She and Frida and I have a good bond for 20-something years, and I'm married. This year will be 33 years to Tommy Bagwell, and we have three great kids, two of which are married. One is getting married soon. And then I have a granddaughter who is about 3.5 months old. So that's been really fun. New job title I've been working myself into.
Yeah, we're both doing the grandma thing. It's new for us, so that's fun.
My name is Jen Mayer. I'm from Greer, South Carolina, and have been married to my husband, Jeremy, for 20 years. We just celebrated 20 years
Congratulations.
This past fall. And we have four kids. Eli is getting ready to turn 17. Sienna is getting ready to turn 16. Bella is 12, and Benjamin, our special surprise, is 6 years old.
Wow, so, yeah, you've got your hands full.
Yeah, lots going on.
Yeah. And how long ago did you found Whole Fitness?
Whole Fitness started in 2016 in the fall. I had Benjamin that July, and then that October, we kicked off our first class.
Wow.
So however old Ben is, that's how old Whole Fitness is, so 6 years.
That's a lot. Yeah. That was a lot.
Yeah. It was fun.
So one of the things that I want to talk about a little bit is Julie's journey to health and fitness and wholeness, not just fitness. But it's so funny. I just have to say this, Julie. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I look back because we have lots of pictures together, but I look back at older pictures and it is like you look like a totally different person. I'm not talking about like you're smaller or, you know, real fit. It's just something about your whole countenance looks totally different. And I think most people, that's what they want. They want that glow that comes from inside. And so can you just tell us a little bit about your health and wellness journey?
Well, I think for most of my life, which means a large part of our friendship, we were just really busy getting things done. Raising kids, working full time, trying to figure out how to, you know, do things at church and do things in the community. And I think sometimes it was done out of obligation, often with joy, but also a sense of, you know, like this, pull up your bootstraps and just get it done. Doesn't matter how you feel. Doesn't matter if you're tired. Doesn't matter, whatever. You just got to get these commitments accomplished. And I think you can do that for a while, but I think if you're not tending to your soul or taking care of yourself, which for a long time I thought was weak or something girly.
Like or selfish.
Yeah, you hear the word like self-care. And I just thought you muscled through stuff. And again, you can get so far, but eventually that sort of catches up with you. And I just hit a point in my life where I just started realizing that there was some things that I just really hadn't dealt with. I really didn't like emotions. I was never taught not to like them. I just thought they're a distraction to getting things done. Like I have this efficiency drive in my brain that I'm not saying is right. But anyway, as I tried to figure out what to do with emotions, I found a fitness program. And it's funny because I went through this training. It's called the, it's a book that you go through wellness revelation, and it walks you through dealing with how you look at your body. And are you somebody that neglects? Are you obsessive? And I definitely was a neglector. Like, I was an athlete in high school and, you know, did all those kind of things. But like, as you get older, you just don't take time for yourself. And so as I read it and went through this like 6-week study, their 8-week study the first time, I just remember thinking about all these people that needed to know this. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wish so-and-so would read this book and somebody else could apply this principle. And this is such great information for other people. And I hit like a roadblock later that year, and God was just so clear. He was like, how about go get that back out and you do what you thought everybody else needed to do. And so learning to, you know, recognize feelings, figure out what they are, try to figure out where they're coming from. It just took a little practice because I wasn't used to it. But in that segue of trying to figure all that out, what I began to realize is that like fitness wasn't just like go work out at the gym or to do something physical. There's a tie from mind, body, and soul. And so after just practicing and, you know, doing something different, you learn new things. And so learning, like, if I was feeling like, you know, frustrated about something or angry about something, rather than just stewing in it, the more I move my body, the more I could just literally feel it come and rise up and like the weight come off my shoulder when I was like entering into the presence of God while I was working out, being intentional. So a workout becomes worship. I'm not worshiping my body, not trying to be in a bikini, yeah, but just trying to say I'm trying to be a healthy version of me because God's called me with passion and purpose and mission in my life. And if I'm not physically able to do it, then I'm going to miss out on what he has for me. So I want to be able to run around and chase a granddaughter, and I want to be able to, you know, have stamina to make it through the day to do what he's called me to do at the end of the day. So I've just really begun to experience that change of mind, body, soul, and learn to put my mind in a place where I could recognize how I felt, try to figure out where it's coming from, but not hold on to it. And there's a tagline that RevWell uses, Revelation Wellness. And it's like, you know, losing the weight that matters. And a lot of times it's that bitterness or unforgiveness, yeah, and things like that. And so anyway, as I kind of went on that journey, I was looking for like workout places around and didn't know of any. And through their website, I found that there was a place in Greer called Whole Fitness that had that same mind, body, soul, Christian-based teaching. So I remember like showing up there having no idea, like, who are these people? And like, am I really at the right place? And found Jen sitting in her car, and she had a hat on that I recognized with a logo. And I'm like, okay, I must be at the right place. But Greer is not really close to where I live, so it's hard for me to stay in touch on a regular basis. But I followed along with the same things that she does. And I think the difference is it's the same teaching of mind, body, soul. But what Jen's called to is really building community. And that also is something that I care about.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, we hit a kindred spirit there.
Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so now, Jen, I'd like for you to share your story, because I know you went through a good bit of struggle in your own health journey.
Yeah, my journey started as, as young as 8 years old.
Wow.
That's the earliest I remember, just very insecure about how I looked, and I was too skinny. So I would just be really embarrassed. And so I don't know what happened. I don't remember, you know, if anybody said anything over me or an incident. I just, that was my earliest thought that I remember, and just being very insecure about it. Played sports through high school and began to struggle with body image and identity. Became anorexic and then went to college and sports ended and gained freshman 15 plus more. So it just started, you know, piling on all the lies and insecurities. And when I was in college, I'll never forget it. I was in a class, it was all women. They call it the preacher wives class. Yeah, I'm special. So,
what does that mean?
Yeah, right? What does it mean?
Yeah.
So I don't even know how I got into this class. I think it was a requirement. My undergrad is, I have a bachelor's in youth ministries.
Okay.
So they just saw it fit that I needed to be in this class. I mean, they taught me how to clean with a toothpick. I mean, it was a class, let me tell you. And don't come to my house and expect this, okay? Like, it is chaos. It's beautiful chaos. I say, if you're coming to my house to see me, come see me. If you're coming to see my house, don't come to my house. I will keep it real, okay? So she said, you know, if you don't take care of yourself, don't be surprised if your husband looks elsewhere.
Wow.
And, you know, at like 20 years old,
yeah.
And in my head, I'm thinking, that is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. But I didn't have the tools at the time to say, in Jesus' name, that is a lie.
Yeah.
Like, reject it.
Right.
So it took root, didn't realize it did. And then, you know, I graduated, we got married, and in 3 years I had our first two babies, and they're 2 years apart. And our story at that time, I was pregnant with my second. My husband, by the grace of God, at the time it wasn't the greatest news that I heard, but he just started confessing all these things. And I, you know, I'm 6-7 months pregnant, and I'm thinking, that lie just immediately popped in my head. I hadn't thought about it in years, and the enemy just took it and ran with it. And I'm like, well, there's nothing I can do. What do I do? And so that the eating disorder, as soon as I had my second child, just reared its ugly head and I plummeted. I mean, I was hiding diet pills, restrictive eating, and I planned my day around the gym. So if I'm the opposite. I was like control, right?
Yeah.
So, and if my kids were sick, I was mad because I couldn't go. I mean, it was, you know, I don't have shame. I'm just being honest because I know I'm not the only one that struggles with that. Like, it just would ruin my day. I would sit in church and not even hear what the preacher was saying because I was too worried about, well, we got to eat with so-and-so afterwards. So how can I hide? Like, how can I hide this eating disorder?
Mm.
And so it was just all consuming and it was just miserable. And I remember one day working out on the treadmill. So like if I ate anything, I was punishing myself the next day at the gym. And I was on the treadmill thinking, there's got to be more to this. Like, this is hopeless and I'm tired of it. And this was years of doing this. And I just cried out to God. I'm like, what do I know? I love working out. I really do. I am the weirdo that loves working out.
You are.
It does bring me joy. Like, I really love movement. But I was getting very tired and burnt out. And so I'm just like, what do I do? Like, there's got to be more. And so he had me, you know, quote unquote, stumble on a podcast. The founder of Revelation Wellness, Lisa Keaton, mm-hmm. was being interviewed. So see, podcasts are amazing. See,
that's how, right.
I know. I love podcasts for this reason. It changed my life. So I was listening to it and ironically, I was on the treadmill.
ironically.
I'm just running, listening. And she starts to share her story and starts describing what I was feeling. And then she went on to say, this is what I do. I train people to be fitness teachers, gospel preachers, and they take it back into their community. And the Spirit was like, this is it. You know, this is what I want you to do. Because at the time, I knew I wasn't alone because anytime that I was with women, they would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate the way that I look. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't be eating this. I got this belly fat. What do I do about this? You know, jiggling their arms or they're trying to earn love by being a certain size mm-hmm. or accepted. And I mean, this goes from little girls, teenagers to adults, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, this is a thing.
Yeah.
I'm not alone. And it really was out in the training that God really, I mean, we are free. I love that quote by Tim Keller, the pastor in New York. It's like, we don't work for our freedom. We work from it. Like, we are free.
Yeah.
But a lot of us are trying to work for it or we don't know. And I don't even know where I was in that space. I just felt stuck. And so we were out in Arizona and I was doing a workout class. They're teaching us and they pulled me out. And for those who know me, like, I was just sharing with Julie how I love people, right? Like,
right.
I love being with people. That week, I mean, I was hiding from everybody. I'm like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. They couldn't find me. Like, it's like, when I look back on it, it was
wow.
like, I'm like, how did I do this? There are people everywhere. But they were like, where were you? So anyway, they yanked me out and they're like, would you be willing to be in a photo shoot? And it's called Bold in the Soul. And they said, you know, it's about body image. And if there's a lie that you believe about your body, just, they call it inking. They take a marker and you write it on your arm or your chest or your whatever. The truth of who God says you are. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. And so they hand me this piece of paper and they say, write it out. Write your lie and about your body image and what's the truth that you're going to write on your arm. And I really, at that time, I felt freedom with my body image, but my identity and who I am, I did not. And I, at that time, no one knew the internal struggle, not even my husband. I just felt stuck. It's hard for me to talk about this, so I'll cry. Like, I just felt stuck and I just kept telling the Spirit no. And that's why I kept hiding every tree. I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to make this camp decision. Go back home. And people were like, yeah, this isn't going to last, or this is weird, you know? And so I just kept pushing him away, like, nope, nope, nope. And he just wanted me to be me. Mm-hmm. Like, he's, I just want you to be who I created you to be. And I'm like, but people don't like that. Mm. Like, I've had things said over me, you're the black sheep, or you're a Tasmanian devil, or if you keep acting like this, don't be surprised if you get a divorce.
Wow.
Or you need to be quiet, you're too loud, you know? And so, so many things have been said, and that was just a little bit of me coming out, you know? And I'm like, so I'm like, no, I'm not doing this because I'm too much. I've always believed the lie, I'm too much. And so I'm like, what if I do this and I let go and my husband rejects it, you know, or my kids, or I go back to Greer, South Carolina and say, this is what I'm doing. And they're like, you are a Jesus freak. Like, this is really weird, you know? So I just sat there and I'm like, I didn't say anything. Lady, she comes up, photographer comes up. She's like, what's your word? I was like, I don't know. I really feel like God has given me freedom of her body image. I was like, I don't know. And that's all I said. And she said, the Spirit is telling me to tell you that you need to get unstuck. Like, you are stuck inside and it's like a confetti popper where you just need to pull the string and just let it go. And she's like, the thing that is beautiful about the gospel is like confetti. It just goes everywhere and it falls on everyone and all around you. It's not in one spot. And I just burst into tears because it was like the Spirit confirming, like, this is what I want you to do. And so, like, when you were talking about Julie, like, I see this glow on you. Like, we say freedom looks good on you. And that's what that is. I remember walking back to my workout class, and I didn't walk in there like, hey, guys, I got some freedom. You know, I didn't do that. You know, I just walked in the room, and my whole cabin group was like, what happened? You've changed.
Wow.
And I remember coming home, and that first night back after being gone for a week, my husband, we did a little bonfire that night, and he just looked at me and said, you changed. Something new has happened, and you've changed. And just watching, like, freedom is contagious. Because, like you said, like, we notice a change in you and people want that, but they don't know how to do that because we have been so bombarded by culture, by what people have said or what we have said to ourselves, that we believe these lies, it has to look a certain way, or we're scared, like me, like, I'm too much. Like, what if this is, you know, this is weird.
Yeah.
I'm preaching and doing some drumsticks, you know? And so, but that's my freedom story. Like, just from then on, I just watch God do amazing things. Like, it's not me. Like, it is God working through me, the people that he has brought to Whole Fit, the community, and now what he's doing currently connecting with Julie. I mean, it's just really, I'm just thankful that I said yes and let it go.
Yeah.
Because there's just such a need, you know, in our community, but even with my kids, you know, like, constantly preaching to them and teaching them about who God is and who they are in him and living in that freedom, that healthy, whole, and free.
Yeah. So how did you take that and then come back and start this whole fitness thing?
Yeah. So at the time, before I went, and that's a whole nother story. Well, I had a baby. So at the time, what Julie referenced, the Wellness Revelation, it was called Way Less to Feed More. And they used to train just the Bible study, that piece, and not the instructor training. So I went and I was certified just to lead the Bible study. And then I got my personal training certification. So I had Whole Fitness going on a Saturday. Like, it was just kind of like, you want to come check this out? Sure. We don't know who's showing up, but this is what we're doing. And so before I left, one of the ladies, and she's still a member at Whole Fit, which is wild. I mean, that is just unheard of in the fitness industry. She looked at me and she said, I will quit my Y membership if you do night classes.
Wow.
And I'm like, yeah, what? I was like, really? And so that's when I went out to Arizona and came back and just praying, like, God, okay, I'm giving you my yes. Do we need to stay with one class, or are you wanting us to offer more classes? Like, what does this look like? And he said, yeah. And we have in-person group fitness classes. We have online classes, Bible studies, hike challenges, 5Ks. And that over time has just morphed and looked, you know, differently, but, and has grown. But originally it started with a Saturday morning fitness class, praying people would show up and, you know, learn about Jesus. So
how do you, because it's part Bible study, as you said, you were trained in that and the fitness part. So how do you tie those two together?
When I'm teaching a class?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was painfully hard to practice. Right, Julie? It's so awkward. Oh, man. I'm getting ready for the training, and I was writing this down. I practiced for hours. Walking around my living room, like, does this even make sense? Like, what is going on? So at Whole Fit, we have themes each month, and I'll create a vision board for all of our instructors with resources and podcasts and scripture and lessons, and so they get to pull from it. But the layout of the class is when they start, we start with an intention for a few minutes, like, this is our theme, this is the scripture we're reading from, and as we move, as long as I can breathe, you know, during the breaks or speaking over them, just reminding them of the theme. So, and encouraging them, like, you know, this is your get to, this isn't your have to, going back to maybe the verse at the beginning, let's go back, let's read that, maybe repeat it over ourselves, and just, you know, teaching them as they're moving their body. I'm trying to distract them from what they're doing.
Yeah.
So, but the power of movement and the science behind movement is that when you're moving your body and you're repeating truth or you're hearing truth, your brain holds on to it a lot quicker. And so just creating those new thoughts rather than the lies. So, and then also when they're working out, they're stressing their muscles out. And you can tell at a certain point in the class where they're ready to run away. Or they're getting angry or they want to quit. It's that fight, flight, or freeze. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's the way God has created our bodies. But, like, what do we speak into? Like, what truth do we use? And just reminding them, like, in this moment, everyday living, just like a workout, what are you going to do? What does God say? What does he want to say to you about this? So that's where the mind, body, soul piece is connected, is just incorporating all of that through the workout. But the difference between us and, like, even like a YMCA, which is faith-based, I worked at a local Y, is that our cool downs are longer. I mean, they are 10 to 15 minutes. So you get your stretching, but it's really that time on the mat, that where the walls have come down, the mind is open and ready to receive, that we're going back to that intention at the beginning, but reading more, praying, worship, music, however the spirit leads. So that's where it all connects.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that's really good. So talk a little bit more about the vision board. Like, how does that work?
Well, the vision board. So lots of prayer. I have a planning team that we meet every month and we plan out and pray, you know, for the upcoming months. Like, what does God want us to teach our community? What are we hearing? And so we brainstorm, and then I just set aside time where it's like a Google Doc and just asking the Father, what lessons do we need to talk about? What are our, for week 1, 2, 3? So things like that. So if an instructor would pull it up, what are we talking about this week? Here's a podcast that connects with it if you like. Here's a worship playlist if you need it. So yeah, just resources for the instructors to pull from. Because it can get very overwhelming. Just, you know, just teaching a fitness class is a lot.
Right.
And then you're saying, okay, I got to do what? I got to add this in. So just, I'm trying to help them and equip them the best that I can. But also giving them freedom. Like, hey, you could have your lesson written out and you walk in the doors and he's like, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. You're not doing that. And having that flexibility and obedience, really, to the spirit. So.
Right. Yeah.
And they did they hosted for 2023 in January, like a vision boarding and it was a yoga workout and a low impact cardio workout that she opened up for her community. And then we took a few people here from our area to go and talk about, like, what are we leaving in 2022 and what is God showing us for 2023? And then we all got to sit down and create vision boards to kind of theme out what we saw that God was showing us for 2023. So I think that's, you know, again, one of the many ways that you can help reach the people around you, is to get together and talk about the hard stuff, the good stuff, and be able to, again, have something that you can visually put in front of you. And it may shift a little bit during the year, but it kind of helps you, like, remember, like, what am I doing? And, like, what is my goal? And kind of keep grounded. So that was a great workshop that you guys did that we enjoyed.
Yeah.
So what does that look like practically? Like, do you have a poster board and magazines and cut
stickers
out the things?
And letters.
So much, so many fun.
Yeah, and some people aren't creative. Sometimes I struggle being creative, but it's just, you know, again, it's for whatever you need it to be. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some people had more visual things. Some people would put out a scripture if they had like a scripture for the year or word for the year. But, you know, everybody just kind of individually did what they felt like they needed to do to have that reference that they can pull out in June and go, am I on track here? Or, you know, by November, what is this about? What was I doing this year? Just be able to have it. So, and again, and a part of it was sharing with people at your table too, yeah, about what they're learning or what God was showing them. So, I mean, people that you haven't met before, you know, you learn from everybody. So that was really fun.
Yeah, so the vision workshop that Julie was talking about, this was our second year doing it. And we, Tanya is one of our instructors, we partnered and just said it would be wonderful to help women, and men are welcome too. A lot of people think it's just women. Yeah. Men are welcome too. To set the new year off with a vision, like asking God, what do you have for me this year? What do you want me to hear? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to stop, continue, go? So things like that. Just to start a new year fresh, we joke and say everybody's coming out of the holidays feeling like a big ball of cheese.
Yeah.
We're all ready for the new things, the new beginnings. Yep. So, yeah, and Julie was there with women in the community from Fountain Inn, and it's just a day, half a day set aside. We have worship, low impact, cardio, and gentle restorative yoga, And then just explain to them what, you know, what does vision even mean? What does that look like a little workshop? And then they would break out the tables and have fun stickers and stuff like that and create their vision board. And just as a reminder throughout the year. So, you know, it's your why. So yeah, if you forget your why, to go back, like having a place where you'll see it, like just take a pause, break, go back to that. What did God say? You know.
So how do you lead people to that point where they're ready to work on that vision board? Do you teach a little bit first and then have them?
Yeah, I just explaining, yes, there's a workshop explaining what does vision even mean.
Mm-hmm.
And really a lot of time in prayer, like asking God, you know, some of them may have walked in the doors and like, I got it. I know what he wants, or this is what I want.
Right.
You know, but really asking him, what do you have for me this year? You know, what are you, going back to those questions, what are you wanting me to stop, continue, or go and do? And just reflecting on that and pausing and with some prompting questions too.
Okay.
As well, like some journaling questions to think about, like,
So
kind of get them thinking. And one lady was there, I can't remember if she's with you or not, Julie, but she said, I came in and he changed everything. So, and it was just neat, even as they were creating the vision board, how God spoke to them, there were pieces, like their wording, and even things that I told behind the scenes to some of the team, like, I really hear the father saying this, and she, like, runs up, she's like, I found it in a magazine.
I know, because that's what I'm like, wow, to find something so specific in a magazine, that's really...
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you would think, okay, I think maybe God is showing me this, you know, because that's kind of random, you know?
Yeah, and there's freedom with that workshop, too. I mean, because I know it's a lot. Like, you're not going to get it all in, like, 40 right. minutes, take it home.
Right.
We give them a bag of stuff. Like, you can keep working on this. And to be honest, I haven't even done mine. Because I just heard the Father say, wait. Just wait. So I'm waiting.
Right.
And that's really hard for me.
Yeah.
And even one of the girls that came with us, she's like a full-time working mom, 3 kids, whatever. And so it wasn't that she had not heard from God. What she was saying later is like, I just hadn't even had time. So to be able to have a half day away to not have to tend to anybody else but her own self was a gift for her. And she did immediately feel like she had some words from the Lord for what 2023, you know, she needs to be focusing on. But it just, again, a lot of times it's just making it a priority to stop and breathe and rest and listen, which in our busy lives does not come without some effort.
So, Jen, I was looking on your website, and I guess it was like a blog post or newsletter or something where somebody had written that when they started your program, they could not even unload the dishwasher without hurting or go upstairs to their children's room without being out of breath. So it seems that your program starts from like zero. If you have no activity in your life at all, that you can even work with people like that. Is that right?
Yeah. So all our classes, we try our best to make everyone feel successful and encouraged. And I've had people with a boot and sitting in a chair to doing a full-on burpee. So we try to design our class to set them up for success and encourage them. And one of the Rev sayings is,
more is not better. Better is better. So mm-hmm. even if it means that you're moving from a chair, however you're moving today, I mean, you're doing it right. And just encouraging them, because we just live in a culture of, we got to, you know, push ourselves. You got to feel the burn, pain in order right. for it to be a workout. And so I think for someone starting at zero and seeing that, it's overwhelming.
Yeah, like, wow. It is.
And honestly, who really wants to do a burpee, right? Yeah, not me. So they, no. But it's like when you, so someone like my friend who was at that place, never working out, to come to a fitness class is really scary.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
that is one of our core values, that everybody just feels welcomed and loved. And we're cheering each other on in the health journey that they're in. So, yeah, her story is just beautiful.
Yeah, because I know she had said in that post that I think she took one of the training, or I can't remember, maybe it had a Bible study. I know one of the things was Unstuck that I had yeah. read about.
So that's a funny story. So she's my best friend.
Oh.
So I'm, she knows I'm going to say this. Okay. So I was going to our yoga faith class, Tanya, who's our yoga, one of our yoga faith instructors. And for me, I was like, I just need this class to calm me down and stretch. It's a great middle of the week class. And so when I started my fitness journey after having the babies, I started with 5 minutes of yoga a day. It was very simple. It wasn't wow. anything crazy. And so I just encouraged my friend who, you know, wanted to get healthy. I said, just come with me. It's very gentle. And Tanya's fantastic. I mean, mm-hmm. she has people in a chair. She has people on a mat. She's not doing headstands. It's just gentle movement. And so my friend started coming. She fell in love with it. She's like, it's so good. I love it. Love it. Love it. She's like, it's like I'm doing church on a mat. Yeah, exactly. So a year, she committed to a year and she didn't even realize it. So I said, do you realize it's been a year? She's like, what?
Oh,
like,
my
yeah.
gosh.
So she committed to a year and was so proud of her. So she signed up for that vision workshop. So the vision workshop kicks off the Unstuck challenge that we're currently in.
Okay.
And so as we're teaching people, you know, set your vision. It's one thing to have a vision, but what do you do with it?
Right.
You need some goals, right? So we say, why don't you sign up for the Unstuck? You see what we do here? We gotta keep them going, yeah? So why don't you set up your goals? And this is a great Bible study, mind, body, soul, movement, you know, all the things. So we always do a giveaway at that workshop for someone who is there if they can win the challenge. Like, they're in for free, they get the book, all this stuff. So I didn't know it, but my friend at the time was like, I'm not doing this. Like, I'm not doing that challenge. We don't have enough money, which is a joke. That's not true. She's like, she'll say that's a lie. And so she's like, I'm just not doing it. Well, she wins. And I did not know this was going on. And so, and she wouldn't care if I shared this, but she went home and cried. Like, she didn't want to do it. And she's like, the Lord was like, no, you doing it. And so, but she was so, we talked about it, and she was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Like, she was looking at this challenge thing, and these women work out all the time.
Yeah.
They're eating salads all the time, you know, and so it's overwhelming, mm-hmm. for especially for someone who hasn't been doing anything.
Right.
But she knew she needed to do something. So she began the program, and we coach people. Like, it's encouraging. Set smart goals. We're not asking you to run a marathon. You know, our beginner calendar, honestly, is a 5-minute workout.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Starting simple.
Yeah.
Like, don't. And, you know, people are like, I can do 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's that little movement, encouraging them. And we paired this year, started a podcast with it. Now, don't get excited. It's very raw. Don't listen to it. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
Don't say that.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. No, Kim is the author. Kim Rodriguez is the author of the Unstuck book. And we did a podcast for each week that okay. pairs with the study. So as they're moving their body, walking, running, whatever they want to do, we're speaking to them, encouraging them with that chapter, the truth for that
That's
chapter.
Awesome. Yeah.
yeah. So working in, working out, working in truth while you're working out. So anyway, my friend, she did the challenge. She is now working out. But the big thing is not so much that, like, the workout's the bonus part, but her mindset has changed.
Yeah.
And it's about getting healthy, whole, and free, that yeah. mind, body, and soul. It's not, I want to be a certain size. Like, I just want to do life well. Like,
right.
God's called me to these little girls, and I can't go up the flight of stairs to put them to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just want to honor God with the body he's given me to do what he's calling me to do and do it well. And so that's the shift. So I'd like a lot of people like, oh, you're just working out or eating salads. Like, no, it's
freedom.
It starts with the heart, getting unstuck. And that's why we started that
unstuck challenge, because mm-hmm. a lot of people are living stuck. Like, I don't know. These are the lies that are in me. I don't know what to do. How do I get unstuck?
Yeah.
And I always say, keep it simple, like simple and smart, and then start. You got to start. Mm-hmm. Right? We can write it down, but starting is the hard part.
Yeah. So what, when you do the 5 minute, when you start with 5 minutes, what types of exercises are those?
So for the beginners, I recorded how-to moves. Like, mm-hmm. you know, I said, okay, you know, it's a squat, maybe a lunge, but it's body weight.
Right.
So, and I create the video, show them the success options. For some, it may be from a chair standing up. It may be the squat. For the lunge, it may be the knee going down, or it's a tap back because your knees hurt. So just trying to create it for them to feel successful. And each move, I think for the first one, was like 20 seconds on, 10 seconds off, or 30, something like that, and a few moves, and that's it. But one of our instructors said, oh, I get what you're doing. They get to 5 minutes, like, oh, I can do another round. Like, well, yeah, I mean, I wasn't really trying, but that's great. But so another one is a drumstick workout.
Yeah.
So just one song. So we recorded one song, and a lot of them who are nervous about doing a drumstick class, oh, I don't know if I can do this. So they would try it, which is really cool. This is this year, the challenge. Like, I didn't know. I actually really love it. Or I didn't think I could do it. I kind of feel like I was Lucy off of I Love Lucy, like dancing around. But I had so much fun. And so, but they got to, you know, experience it and do one. And yeah, so it's just trying it and, you know, moving.
And it is. Yeah. It can be really scary because I used to work out twice a week. I would go work out with a trainer and I would spend like 30 minutes with her, and then I would do the treadmill. And anyway, I ended up for some reason being there for almost 2 hours whenever I would go. And then I was diagnosed with breast cancer and I just quit everything. And of course had to deal with all of that mentally and the surgeries and the radiation. And then I ended the radiation in January of 2020. And I was like, okay, I need to get back to the gym. I need to start working out again. And why I had started the gym was because I was entering the menopause, which is horrible. I mean, it is so horrible on your body. And it's not just your body. It just seems to work on your mind constantly. Mm-hmm. It's just horrible. And so anyway, before I got back to the gym, COVID hit and shut everything down. And so now we're coming up on 3 years that I haven't worked out at all. I did have I hurt my sciatica and was driving to Nashville when it really set in. Couldn't drive back home or anything. So when I got back, I had to go to rehab, physical therapy. And I just noticed, because that was like, I guess, what, a year and a half later, that just those little things that I would do, I could see, like, you know, I had a little bit more definition in my stomach just from some of the exercises, which were really not much at all that I was having to do. It wasn't strenuous. I mean, some things were a little more difficult just because of the injury, but I did that for 3 months. And then my brother-in-law, he does a jiu-jitsu, and where he goes, they have like a women's defense class. And I think it's like the first Monday night of every month. And so he had been asking, you know, all of us in the family, y'all need to know how to do this. And so my daughter was like, Mom, let's go. And I was really scared to go. And so I went, and the first thing that they had us do, I did okay. Cause you had to, like, I can't remember what it was, like roll back and do something. But then the second thing they had us do was on your back, and then you had to like scoot around. And that was like, because I was terrified of hurting myself again. And then the lady comes up to me. I don't know why I'm telling you all this, but maybe there's a reason. But the lady that's the lady instructor at the class, she said, okay, she said, I understand that you've hurt yourself, but if you do not do something to get strong again, you're going to hurt yourself again. And so that's been a year ago, I guess. And so the struggle, the mental struggle, is really hard. And I have more time than most people because I work out of my home, and the excuses, and then, you know, the fear, okay, I'm going to hurt myself again. And then the not knowing. So I'm just going to share it all. So I started this diet last August, a year ago, and it's, I won't say the name of it, but it's where they supply the food. And I was able to do it, and I was able to lose 18 pounds, and I felt really good. And then I started having really bad digestive issues, and have not been able to eat that food anymore. And then it's like, I don't even know what to eat anymore. It's just, You know, that's what I want. I want that freedom to know, like, how can I eat and it not hurt my body or cause all sorts of terrible side effects, or just to feel good about myself? Because I don't know, when you go through menopause, if you know, I'm sure there's a lot of women out there listening who have been through that. And to me, that is like the most hopeless I have ever been, because you feel like your whole body is against you. When everything you do, it's like, I can't get past this. I can't get over it. And I know it's not all about the weight, but then, you know, we have this thing where, of course, our society is constantly saying you need to lose weight, you need to be a certain size, but then you don't feel good about yourself when you look at the mirror too. So I don't even know if there's anything you can say about that, but how you reconcile all of that.
Well, one is you're not alone.
Yeah.
Like, that is the common theme, it seems, lately with, I don't know, because I'm getting older and, you know, women are like, I'm, you know, in menopause, or I haven't changed my diet, I'm still doing the same thing, and I'm getting a little fluffy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we have a great workshop on that, by the way.
Okay.
I'll share with you. But yeah, no, one thing when you were sharing is that, and a lot of people don't like when I say this because they want the quick fix.
Yeah.
Is talk to God.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we have so many, our culture is saying, do this, don't do that.
Right.
We have people on Instagram, which I'll be honest with you, if they are not certified, especially in nutrition or fitness, they need to go.
Yeah.
There are a lot of lies out there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are following. And I know some struggles that are happening because of that. People are just putting out false things when it comes to food and fitness. But people suggest, I mean, maybe a good friend, like, oh, you should do this. Like, someone recently just told one of my friends, eat an avocado and an apple for breakfast every day. I'm like, what? No. you know, I mean, it's just so, and people are trying to be helpful, but it's not helpful. And then we put expectations on ourselves. So that's why God is, who better to talk to than the one who created us.
Right.
And knows what our body needs, knows what season that we are in,
mm-hmm.
and asking him. And I know for some people that trips them out, like, what? Does he really care about food and fitness? Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Because it's, everything is worship.
Right.
Like, I get to move my body, worship. Eat, worship. Go to church, worship. Work, you know, all of that. So just sitting and asking him, what do you want me to do? I'm scared. I've tried this. It didn't work. I'm afraid to start this because I'm going to get hurt again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just talking to him and let him speak into that, the truth. And that's where, you know, any of our challenges, anybody coming to me asking me those kind of questions, go to the source.
Right.
Right. Yeah. To him, to say, okay, show me. And, but really just starting with him and giving yourself grace, you know, we're aging,
yeah.
you know, and we're not moving like we used to.
Yeah.
And that can be frustrating because in our minds, at least sometimes, like, I know I can do that. But it's okay to take a 15-minute warm-up compared to when you just put on your shoes and ran out the door.
Yeah.
you know,
yeah.
and now it's like, I really got to, my warm-up is a workout.
Right.
so just, you know, that's where I would start, is just asking him, because there are so many, many voices. And the nutrition and diet culture that we are in, they design it and they're making money off our vulnerability.
Right.
Right. Like, they know that we're desperate.
Yeah.
And we need something. And I know what you're talking about, because I've watched people on that and plummet and digestive issues, or the weight comes back on and more.
Right.
And because they are designed for one type of person.
Yeah.
And it's not maintainable. It's not the way, it's not freedom. It's so restrictive. And it's like, how can I move my body in a healthy, whole way? How can I eat in a healthy and whole way? So I just say, pray, ask God, and what is your why?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you start anything and it's about you and not taking care of, you know, the body that he's given you to bring him glory,
mm-hmm.
to do what he's calling you to do, you will always, I don't want to use the word fail, but you'll plummet.
Right.
Because you don't, the why is not, your why needs to be the motivator. It's for him.
Right.
And his glory. And, you know, and that for me is just saying, I'm not going to look like I did before I had my babies.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Because I have legs that can walk into a room and up and downstairs. I can squat and pick up my 6-year-old and hug him. You know, I can go places with my family, jump on the trampoline with, you know, we all know we're ladies, only for a little bit, and come back out and jump some more. But, you know, like, just have, that's what I I'm thankful for. And honestly, not to get all into what we can do as we age, but there are a few things that if people are like, well, I want to do something, I just don't want to start. As women, like, as we're aging with menopause and all that, like, eating protein, good protein, strength training is huge. I'm not talking about the 3-pound weights and doing that for, like, 5 years. Like, upping your pounds safely and effectively. You need to talk to your doctor. You know, just don't jump into it, you know, consult with a doctor, but, you know, some strength training and some HIIT workouts. And that doesn't mean burpees, you know, so that will help.
Yeah.
But those are really good things that we can do practically to help.
Explain, what does HIIT stand for?
High intensity training. So when people hear that, they get really nervous. Like, I'm going to have to jump up and down. Yeah. But you could hold a dumbbell and do a squat for like 30 seconds. And then break for a few seconds. Just getting that heart rate
spike.
Up.
Yeah. And then like the drop.
Yeah.
And then spike.
Yeah. So that is super helpful. And don't do that every single day. You'll hurt yourself. But maybe just incorporating a couple a week. Just that strength training. Because there is truth. If you don't use it, you'll lose it.
Yeah.
There, after a certain age, we do lose muscle, balance, bone density, all of that. So, and it will help with our hormones.
Yeah.
So it's doing a lot of things. It is good, but...
And I think, too, just laying down the expectation that we often place on ourselves. So if it's like, I can't work out as hard as I did 5 years ago, or I saw somebody else working out and I can't do what they do. Again, just going back to, like, asking God, you know, like, what can I do? And 15 minutes is great. 5 minutes is great.
Yeah.
You know, anything moving your body, you'll get benefit from. But sometimes there's this dismissive, well, if I can't be at this level, I shouldn't do anything.
Right, yeah.
And our flesh goes, yeah, that's right. Just sit back down and don't do anything. And the enemy says, yeah, that's right. Sit back down.
Yeah.
So trying to get out of our heads about what everybody else is doing and asking the Lord for some guidance there. But again, like, let him set that expectation. Because if you look at, you know, again, social media or talk to other people, they're doing what their body maybe was or wasn't designed to do. And just like, you know, none of us are cookie cutter. We're not all the same.
Yeah.
And we're not in the same stages of life. Like, God's got that plan for us. And we, again, would rather somebody just hand us a little workout sheet or eating sheet and make it easy.
Yeah.
But it's just another way that God's saying, just come to me. I can be everything for you. Just come to me. And it just takes us sometimes looking other places and realizing that's not where it's at. Again, unfortunately, a lot of times it's the last place that we come is to him. But it's all an invitation. So anyway, that's something too. Like, stop measuring. Well, someone says my age and she does this.
I know.
And just like, hey, God, what do you want me to do? And that is success.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can go to a fitness class, like a, you know, whole fitness. And even in there, you know, there's a fear comparison of like, well, they're going to be able to do everything that, and like, nobody cares.
Yeah.
That's the thing. If you're, you know, you do what you need to do. And I think that's a great environment. I have never experienced or felt like there's been this expectation of like, everybody's trying to measure up to see who the weakest one in the class
is. I know, yeah.
In our mind, we think that. But, you know, again, we're obsessed with ourselves and nobody thinks about us as much as we do. So when we go to these, you know, a fitness class and try something new, you know, we just need to get out of our head, do what we can do to feel good, be safe or whatever, and walk away encouraged and know that was a win for today and not let the enemy or anybody else say it's not and then be ready to go try it again.
But it's like, you know, I think you said this earlier, but now that I have a grandson and I want to be able to do things with him. I don't want to be, you know, well, grandma, she can't do these things, you know? And then I don't know why this thought came to my mind, but our society expects us to always be youthful, no matter how old we are. Whereas in the 60s, like, I think Aunt Bea was in her 50s. Nobody in their 50s looks like that anymore, you know, into that are not very many women anyway. You don't see that. So the expectations have risen so much for, I think, especially women. And it's so debilitating sometimes. And you get exhausted because you're like, am I going to have to do this for the next 30 years? Try to, you know, keep myself young and skinny. But I do want to be able to do the things that I need to do.
Well, again, those are expectations that are coming from a lot of different places.
Yeah.
So getting back to, hey, God, my name is Julie. You know where I live. You know my age.
Yeah.
You know my resources. You know my schedule.
Yeah.
Like, what do I need to do right now?
What works best.
And trusting that he's got a plan for me, just like he's got a plan for my mission in life and my family or whatever. He's got a physical plan if I'll just listen and try to quiet all the noise of what everybody else is doing. And it's good to have encouragement, but if it's debilitating, then the enemy's winning. And that's not where we can find that freedom.
That's what I was going to say is, when I first started Whole Fit, the question I got a lot, does God care about my food and fitness? I'm like, yeah, 100%, because the enemy is crafty, right? Like he knows that if he can have us looking in within, and if looking around us and comparing and not looking up to the one who created us and says, this is who I am, this is who you are, and I have a high and holy calling for you, where you are in this moment, he's got us. Right. So he doesn't want us to get healthy and whole. And if he does, he wants to blur those lines and make it about us and looking better and look at me and look at the size. Look, I'm looking young and I'm, you know, 60, 70. I mean, our culture just, you know, the Super Bowl that not too long ago where they're promoting women at a certain age look like this. And my daughter's watching that. I'm like, there's nothing wrong with gray hair. There is nothing wrong with a saggy belly because you carried some children. That is okay. You know, it's a gift. But yeah, I mean, it is so frustrating. But it's not just for girls. And my boy is just constantly like, this is, you have curly hair. It's beautiful. You know, like that's God created that curly hair. You have this unique personality. That's beautiful because God created you and said you're good. And my husband and I were just recently talking. He took one of our girls to Ulta, and nothing wrong with Ulta. You know, they love the makeup and all that stuff. But he goes, Jen, I walked in and I immediately was overwhelmed and felt so sad and burdened for women that there's so much pressure on women to look a certain way, to stay young. And he goes, it just broke my heart. I'm like, you know what? That praise God that a guy, guy recognized that.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that, but Ulta has something for everything.
Yeah, and it's not that there's anything wrong with putting makeup on, all that stuff, but again, it goes to the why. Like, what is your why?
Yeah.
And like you say, I want to play with my grandkids. And and that's, for me, it's, I don't want to hurt myself because I'm trying to prove a point. I just want to move so I can live well.
Yeah.
And to give God glory in that. So, yeah, but it's constantly, I mean, even as instructors, we're preaching to ourselves still, like, you know, reminding like who God is and who we are in him. And we're not going to get it perfect. People don't want perfection. They want people.
Yeah.
You know, like we want people. We want to see like someone in the struggle with, you know, real life. Yeah, this is hard. I have to remind myself of this too. You know, it's not like I, yay, freedom, and it's everything's great. No, I mean, it's a constant just reminder. Like,
and there's layers. I mean, I think sometimes we do, you know, like feel like we've hit our stride, but there's always a new strategy of the enemy to bind us and to trip us up in that freedom. And then there's always new layers that God is saying, like, if you'll come to me, I can give you more, and there's more. So yeah, it's a constant reminder for, you know, the pursuit never ends, and that shouldn't be frustrating. That should be an adventure of like your freedom adventure never ends. Like, there is more to be had the more that we pursue. Activities, what is that? Activities of daily living.
ADLs.
That's what we're trying to do. It's not, you know, weightlifting. It's just like, can we get our groceries out of the car and inside and into the cabinets? You know, can it be that I can stay up later to talk to a friend or go out, you know, and walk with somebody or whatever? So that's really, I think sometimes gym membership goal setting has to do with, you know, measuring parts of your body and trying to meet those type goals. But I think the whole fitness, mind, body, soul endeavor, it is about whatever the activities of your daily living is so that you can do those well and do what God's called you to do in them.
Yeah, that's really good. So as we finish up here, can y'all share, if somebody's interested in looking more into the Whole Fitness program, can you share how they can find out more about it and anything that you might have available? Like, and it's probably on your website, your schedules and everything. And then Julie has something that she was wanting to share too. So
Yeah, they can go to our website, wholefitsc.com. And I would say, and we're on social media, Instagram and Facebook, but our website has everything. If you're local in Greer, you can attend an in-person class, but we also have access to online where they can do workouts from home.
Okay.
And right now we're currently in our Unstuck 8-week challenge that just started. So we're already in that. But we offer things throughout the year. So if you go to the website, sign up for the newsletter every month. We'll give you one. I promise we won't bombard you with email, but it'll tell you what's upcoming, some events. We have a hike coming up. We have a retreat at the beach, a rejuvenation retreat coming up, and that is limited spots. We're excited about that.
Couch and when is that?
That is in April, end of April.
Okay.
And then our 5K is in the fall, so a variety of different things. But can I say something real quick to those who are listening? I really feel like the spirit wants me to say this. So I know that it is scary. Like, you know, someone who is listening right now is like, I want to do this, but I am terrified.
Right.
Just give them your yes. You know, we know it's scary. For me, giving God my yes is, you know, some new territory. When we first started Whole Fitness, you know, that Saturday morning by myself, just thinking, is anybody going to show up? I heard the Spirit say, I'm going to bring an army. I'm going to raise up an army to help you. You're not doing this alone. And so I was thinking, instructors, yeah. And he's given us wonderful instructors, a wonderful team. And as time went on, people would come and say, hey, can you come to Malden? Can you come to Traveler's Rest, Fountain Inn? And, you know, my body's not going to be able to handle teaching all these classes and time. My family is priority.
Right.
And so just prayed and, you know, hasn't been the right time until recently. And God was like, the time is now. And during that time, Julie, we had breakfast and was like, hey, if you, you know, want to branch out, I'm here. I want to be a part of Whole Fit and be under the Whole Fit umbrella. And so Julie has signed up. We have our first instructor training this coming weekend.
Okay.
And we are going to have Julie lead a Whole Fitness branch, be a part of our community. She'll be connected to our website. You can find her there, how to reach out if you're in the Fountain area close to her. So you'll be able to take a Whole Fitness class, and Julie's going to take the lead. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Julie?
Well, I feel much like Jen did those first days. I'm like, I'm in this all alone. So, I mean, having the Whole Fitness community of support is obviously very helpful, because you can call and go like, hey, I don't want to do this today. Talk me up, or help me figure out a routine. But I mean, that's been my goal leading the fitness classes that I have done, is I just keep telling God, like, bring me a partner. Yeah. I'll work better with somebody.
I know. Me too.
I know. And so this past year he said, I'm not gonna bring you a partner, but I'm bringing you a partnership. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I have with Jen, and hopefully other people that, you know, understand the philosophy and, you know, appreciate mind, body, soul, and they've experienced it for themselves and want to see others find that freedom. Hopefully we'll start building up an army down this way as well.
I'm very excited. I am. I have enjoyed meeting the ladies here, and it's going to be good.
Yeah. And so what we'll do here, you know, I hear what we've talked about, like, that if you're the person that's thinking, like, I may want to try this, but it is very unknown, or I don't want to be the one that shows up and everybody looks at again. You know, we try to be welcoming. We make sure that everybody leaves encouraged. Personally, as I've thought about making this shift, going under Whole Fitness, I battle with, you know, like, I want everybody to know I'm strong, and I want everybody to know that I can do a hard workout. And when I went through that vision board process here in January, God confirmed, like, my thing for this year is the Good Shepherd. And part of that is understanding who He is as the Good Shepherd, but also learning to lead like Him. And one thing that He told me clearly is, as we're getting into the Whole Fitness in 29644 area, is that I need to not focus on the 99, but the one. And the one is the one who is sitting on a couch saying, well, that would be nice, but I don't know if I can. Or the one that says, I did this one time and somebody laughed at me. Or I don't have anybody to go with and I'm alone. So that's who we want to start focusing with. The people that want to do hard workouts and do whatever, they're probably motivated to do that. And we welcome them, again, because it's the combination of mind, body, and soul. But, you know, our target is really the ones that need that encouragement to just come and try this and know that whatever level you finish at is a success, and we will celebrate that with you and minimize comparison and just celebrate the freedom that we all can have. So if that's you and you're around here, I hope you'll plan to come and join us, and we'll learn it together.
Yeah.
So when are you planning on starting this?
Hopefully by the middle of February, I can figure out a kickoff, and then we'll have like a weekly, like one night a week schedule at first until we have other folks that can help come and teach. But yeah, more to come later in February.
Yeah, I would say stay tuned to our website, plug in there, and sign up for the newsletter. her location will be on there, classes, all that.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you both so much for being here. I hope this episode with Jen and Julie helped you to grow in your understanding of what really matters when it comes to becoming healthy and whole. What Jen said is so true. The enemy is crafty, and he doesn't want us to get healthy and whole. And if we do, he wants to blur those lines and make it about us. Getting healthy isn't a quick fix for any of us, but with God's help and our action, he can bring wholeness and freedom. You can find out more about Julie and Jen in the show notes at carolroper.org/podcast, or you can check out Whole Fitness at wholefitnesssc.com. I'll also have a link to that in the show notes as well. Join us next time as we officially open ticket sales for both the live event and the retreat. You'll find out all of the details then, and I'll be sharing my interview with Amy DeBreck. After the death of her brother and son, Amy struggled privately with severe anxiety. It would take a cancer diagnosis 14 years later for her to finally lean into her faith and surrender the burden of fear. She learned that although fear is normal, courage gets the final say. Amy has spent the last 5 years teaching women like her how to stop being afraid and start living on purpose. Amy is passionate about coaching women and helping them to get out of their comfort zones by teaching them her key methods so they can be brave in all things. Her faith in God is what gives her the courage to be intentional in all areas of her life. Surrendering to Him has changed her in a profound way, and she is grateful that she'll never be the same. So join us next time to hear Amy's story. Thanks so much for joining me for another episode. If you enjoyed the show, would you please click to subscribe and leave a 5-star review? Your reviews help us to reach more people with our message. And if you'd like to check out the links and show notes, hop on over to carolroper.org, where you'll find more great content. Have an awesome week, and remember, keep building strong.